Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Two Dudes in a Kitchen with Tyler Florence
and Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
That's right. It's time for another episode of Two Dudes in a Kitchen. It's Wells Adams with you alongside the very handsome Tyler Florence.
What's Tyler, up, how brother? Are you,
how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Mate.
You're looking good yourself. It was really good to see you at South by Southwest.
But I tell you what, man, going to South by Southwest with you. Now, this is our second year that we've done it. Is one of the highlights of my year. For everyone that doesn't know, Tyler cooked for 140 of iHeart clients and fans and executives. And the meal that you prepared for everyone at South By was freaking amazing.
Oh, great, bud. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Because we did this like barbecue picnic thing. Like when we cook, you know, I feel like when we do these big menu things, I try to nail the experience.
Yeah.
It's not like we try to kick the ball over everybody's head or do things that kind of feel not right for the moment. Like we can get down with like Michelin caliber degustation, small, like I love that kind of stuff too. But in Texas, it was about the live fire cooking and cooking over Texas mesquite and post oak and Texas Wagyu and smoked chicken and barbecue sauce. And it was really, really super fun. So we got a chance to throw down with all the fun folks from iHeart. We love them to death. And again, it's one of my favorite parties of the year, and co-hosting it with you was great.
Yeah. It opened up with, you had these steamed roasted oysters with caviar on it.
Yep.
Chives and some sort of mousse. And it was... I was walking around with you and we were passing them out as we were with the waiters, and it was so funny because half the people were like, oh my God, you're Wells. Oh my God, you're Tyler. Can I have a picture? And I was like, actually, I would like you to take one of these oysters because this is kind of heavy. And then I'll come back and we'll take a picture. So you started with that. And then this amazing kind of like blue cheese salad. Sorry, I'm going to brag on you for a little bit because it was just so good. It was this amazing blue cheese salad with bacon crumbles and so much goodness.
Texas jalapeno cornbread crumble on top of that. It was like an old fashioned blue cheese wedge, but it was chopped.
Yeah.
So it was like really good iceberg lettuce, which I just love. I never get enough of that. Super ripe tomatoes, thick cut bacon, cucumber and blue cheese dressing, and then like the fun Texas jalapeno cornbread crumble over top of that, nice and crispy and sweet and all kinds of fun stuff. That was banging.
And then you roasted some carrots, as I recall. Let's see how much I can remember this. You roasted these carrots. They were so good. Then it was Wagyu tomahawk steaks from Texas.
Yep.
Right?
Rosewood Ranch. Bang. And then, really, best beef. So good.
Oh my God, Rosewood Ranch. Yeah. Shout out to you guys. And then you sliced it, and then it had this delicious, I think it was a chimichurri sauce.
Salsa verde, but yes, it's the same kind of vibe. Yep.
And then this kind of like barbecue chicken that had, I kept on being like, it's got like a mole flavor to it that was just smoky and sweet and just chef's kiss. And There was potato salad that had like
black truffle.
Black
truffle potato salad.
Like, honestly, like, it was one of the better meals I've had all year, and you made it for 140 people. It was just testament to, like, how good you are at what you do. It was so good. I feel like this is, like, one of those, like, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, you weren't there things, and I'm so sorry for listeners, but sometimes I just need to brag on how amazing Tyler is at what he does.
Let's take this show on the road, man. I just think Please. We gotta do this more often, bro. I think, especially from my perspective as a chef, the relationship clicks when I can put a spoon in your mouth and I can watch your eyes roll back in your head. That's when the relationship goes, okay, this is real. All this is real, right? And then I just love it. We had so much fun hanging out with the folks in Austin, Texas. South by Southwest is the party of the year. So that was the second thing I did. And the first one, which was really, really super special. So I love beef. I love the beef industry. I love celebrating small family farms. And I think the information that we all understand, which is true to a very certain extent about the negative impact of large-scale farming and ranching in the country and also on a global scale. I think it's true, but I also think it's really dated. I think a lot of the information is 20, 30 years old. And 20, 30 years ago, the industry was a disaster. But now it's in much, much better shape. So I got a chance to host a really thoughtful panel. It was sold out, 200 people. And one of the big rooms at the JW Marriott in downtown Austin. And we had a guy from Allen Brothers who was really, really instrumental. Harris Heckelman, who's the vice president of all protein for Allen Brothers, which is one of the biggest meat distribution companies. And then we also have Matt Perrier, who has a ranch in Kansas. And he's like our boots on the ground guy. As a matter of fact, our first phone call when we were putting the panel idea together, he was on a horseback. He was on horseback in the fields, and you could hear the cows mooing around him. So he's just as real deal as it gets. Fourth generation farm rancher in Kansas. His great grandfather managed the same lands that he's managing today, which is just wild. And then we had Dr. Temple Grandin on, which is amazing. Now, if you're in the beef industry, you know who she is, but she's had 50 years in the beef industry.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so famous that in 2000,
they made a movie about her, right?
Yep. Claire Danes played Dr. Mm-hmm. Temple Grandin. And so she was on our panel too. And I got a chance to hang out with her. And not only is she a specialist in the beef industry, and she's written over 60 scientific papers on animal behavior, but she's also an autism spokesperson as well. And she feels that her autism gives her a very special perspective that relates to animals. And so she can see the world from their POV. And so she's kind of created an industry-wide sweep that has made the beef industry way more humane than it ever was before. So it doesn't matter where you sit on that from an environmental standpoint, like I love animals. I love animals, but we have a lot of people to feed, you know, and it's hard to say that beef from a protein standpoint doesn't deliver from a nutrition standpoint. So anyway, so that was the first thing I did all day. It was a really impactful weekend. Love South by Southwest. It was so much fun. And most importantly, brother, you and I got a chance to hang out, song some food, met some friends, you know, and really kind of celebrated the power of iHeartRadio. Bless them. They put that whole thing together and we had so much fun.
Yeah. And then, it was all capped off by the Black Keys performing for about 100 people, which is insane.
Insane, really small, great. And you and I were talking about it was a perfect like old age concert because they play for about 5 minutes.
every concert should be like this. It should start early and it should be about 40 minutes.
40 minutes, you know, just play the hits. I don't need your piece, you know what I mean? Just play the hits. You know what I mean? My ears weren't shredded. You know, it was just long enough. It was perfect. And everybody was having a great time. It was such a good weekend. The weather was great because sometimes you go to Austin, Texas and it's just, you know, miserably hot, 100 degrees, 100% humidity, but the weather is fantastic. And I just love going there. It's one of those cities that I could see myself living in. Do you like that?
Oh yeah.
It's just full of cool people.
Well, and the next day I went over to Terry Black's barbecue. And
I saw your post on Instagram.
So good.
Isn't that good?
Oh God. I just love, like, LA's got kind of everything, but there's something about like being actually either in like Mississippi or Texas where they like make real barbecue. That's just like is unlike anything else. So
Terry Black's is special. What'd you have?
I got some brisket. I had some pork ribs. I got some mac and cheese. I got some potato salad.
Yeah.
I got a couple beers.
Yeah.
I felt like that. I was way too much food, of course.
Yeah. I love that. And I was really kind of mad at my scheduling for the day, because I feel like I screwed it up, because I had two conference calls in the morning. They were both about a little over an hour apiece. Mm-hmm. Matt Massera, our corporate culinary director, he was texting me from Lockhart, Texas. And so he went to all these like amazing places, including this place called Mill Scale, which is making a big smoker for us in Texas. And I was just like, man, did I just screw up my schedule or what? Because I could have had a half a goof off day.
Yeah.
And I usually plan the stuff down to a T, because I'm like, being a chef, part of the fun thing that we get a chance to go do is just go eat and just like really schedule those things. And we're going to calorie bomb today, and we're going to hit like two or three barbecue places, and just to check it off, just to say that you've been there and done that, you know? Yeah, Texas, Austin specifically is very special.
Yeah.
Some of the best food in the world, man. The Texas barbecue is the best.
For sure. Speaking of goof off days, we're going to have one today on Two Dudes. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to do the never ending food debates question. And we're going to see where Tyler lies on a lot of these.
It's like this or that, right? This or that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready.
Stick around. You're going to love this one, guys.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, welcome back to Two Dudes in a Kitchen. It's early in the week, which means we are doing fan questions, but today is going to be a little bit different. We do have a social media question, but then we're going to get into the never-ending food debates. So, Tyler, are you ready to put on your jacket?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, our social media question is this. I'm not sure if you've seen this, but there's a girl on TikTok whose mind was blown when she found out what paprika really is. And a lot of people don't actually know this, but paprika is just dried up bell peppers, right?
No, not really.
It's not?
No. I mean, listen, it can be. I watched the TikTok video. Our producer like popped it in the feed and I got a chance to look at it. And like, listen, I think it's adorable.
Yeah.
Gen Z, and they're like, going, what is all of this stuff? They feel like they just discovered it. It's adorable, right? But anyway, so there's like really good video, and she was like blown away that she said that, like, so paprika is just like dry bell pepper. What other like food things are you hiding from me?
Yeah.
What is all of this? Just like, it's just dried up bell pepper. Huh? And that's true to a certain extent. Like there's a thing, there's paprika, which is actually a very specific pepper. Right. And then there's chili powder, right? Which is just about everything else. But paprika specifically, it's the Hungarian wax pepper.
Oh, okay.
Right. And it has no heat to it whatsoever. Really, really nice and sweet. It has a cherry flavor to it. I think it's delicious, and it has a sort of kind of capsaicin pop without the chili that is obviously the base for Hungarian goulash and a lot of chili powders too, which we're talking about Texas dry rub. Like, that's the base for all that stuff. And then it does get spicy. Right. And so there's a Hungarian wax pepper that is a hot Hungarian wax pepper, which kind of takes up to the next level. And this is like by no ways or means like jalapeno hot. Like, it's zesty more than anything else, but it's not hot, hot. And then you can, she's right to a certain extent that you can make a chili powder paprika thing out of a lot of different stuff, but it's not a classic paprika because then you kind of go to Spain.
Yeah. Spanish paprika.
Yeah, well, hot smoked, which is called pimenton, and that's a very specific pepper too. Like, a pimenton is a very specific variety of pepper that's dried and smoked, right? Okay. And so, and that's the flavor profile of chorizo.
Oh, really?
When you taste chorizo, that is smoked paprika or smoked pimenton, that is more of the Spanish variety. And then obviously you get the dried chorizo, which I love. And then the Mexican fresh chorizo, which gets the same sort of flavor profile, but it's like wet, loose sausage that's sauteed for a crumble kind of stuff, which is really great. And then there's like, I was just making notes. I mean, there's lots of different things that you can kind of make a chili powder out of, but then it's really just chili powder past that. So she's right. She's not technically right, but she's right enough to be right. So yeah, whatever. It was good. I thought it was cute. It was adorable.
Oh, you Gen Zers are cute.
All these Gen Zers are so adorable.
Well, we thought it would be fun for us to go over some of the never-ending food debates that are out there on the internet, and we'll see what Tyler thinks a lot of these. So I wonder where we align and where we differ in some of these opinions. So are you ready for the never-ending food debate of 2024?
It's kind of like Would You Rather, but it's really more like this or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, if you vehemently disagree with us, please hit us up on Instagram at Two Dudes in a Kitchen and slide in the DMs and let us know that we are wrong about some of these.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Tyler, are you ready for the never-ending food debate of 2024?
Yes.
All right, number one, pizza. Fold it or palm it?
Now, I don't know if I know what palm it means, but I fold it. I flip it over and I go in taco style sideways with the head, right?
Yes.
And just put it down. That's how you get it, because pizza, especially like New York pizza, which is my favorite pizza. I don't even talk about Chicago pizza because that's a casserole. Yeah. You flip it over.
Yeah.
You flip it over and then you eat it sideways because then the goop doesn't run out. It's totally like a pizza bowl pizza. Yeah.
Yeah. I might be divorced if I said I didn't fold it. My wife, who's from the Lower East Side, taught me how to eat pizza the correct way when we first started dating. And it's a fold. It's not a palm. Yeah. What is this? A basketball?
What are we doing here? I was just in New York last week, as a matter of fact, and we walked by Lombardi's in Nola, which I think is just some of the best pizza in America. Coal-fired, 100-year-old pizza shop. It's so good.
Yep. Number two, milkshakes and fries. Dip it or don't?
I don't know. So this is a classic sort of salty sweet flavor profile. Yes. That never really mess up, honestly, right? And so it's like, if you like peanut butter brittle, you'll kind of understand this. I can't say I haven't done this before. I don't think I do this enough to really have a hard opinion on it, but I would say I would dip four French fries squished up in a little stack to a chocolate milkshake just to say I did it. I would do that.
Yeah. I don't know if, so I disagree. I will do it into vanilla. milkshake, but not, I don't know if I would do it to a chocolate milkshake, but I do it every once in a while when I end up getting like, you know, cheeseburger, fries, and a milkshake.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever had like a chocolate covered potato chip?
Yeah.
Bang. I mean, so
delicious. Yeah.
So there you go, my friend.
Yeah. Okay. Same. There we go. All right. Number three, we're talking chili. Beans or beanless?
Well, I mean, chili with beans, that's more like Cincinnati. Because we were talking about the great state of Texas, beanless chili, you don't put beans in Texas chili. It's just, it's braised shoulder and it's shredded. And I like to finish my chili with masa harina, the same thing they make tortillas out of. And it is my secret weapon. I've actually won chili competitions with my recipe. And it's the masa harina that thickens it. It gives it sort of a creamy flavor profile. And it tastes faintly of tortilla chips. Mm-hmm. And it is so incredibly good. But I would never, ever, ever put beans in it. But if you're making a Cincinnati style chili, I think it's really great. But I like chili no beans.
The best way to make a PB&J, peanut butter on both sides, jelly in the middle, peanut butter on one side, and then jelly on the other side.
Well, I think the bigger conversation is peanut butter smooth or chunky.
I agree with that. And I'm going smooth.
I like chunky, bro. I like smooth. Don't get me wrong. I like smooth. And my wife loves smooth. Can I do a little inside secret? I make my wife a cappuccino and peanut butter toast every morning.
Really?
Yep. I bring my wife breakfast in bed and a coffee every morning. And then sometimes, I swear to God, she'll send it back to the kitchen. I love peanut butter, and I usually get this like, I'll collect wacky peanut butters from all over the place, like little small batch companies that make super interesting, you know, it's mixed with coconut. It's mixed with cocoa nibs. It's mixed with honey, all kinds of fun stuff. I think it's great, but I love chunky peanut butter. I think it's great. So I think it's peanut butter on one side, and I like an aggressive amount of jelly. I think it's got to be a 1-to-1 ratio.
I agree with that.
1-to-1 ratio. Yeah, totally. And soft white bread.
Yes.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
This next one I feel like is, I know what your answer is going to be. Well done steak. Okay or not okay?
Yeah, you know, listen, I have no judgment on that because I love everybody. Yep, I have no judgment on that. I like everybody. And if you come into my restaurant and you want your steak well done, we're going to give it to you perfectly well done. And listen, it's not going to have all the flavor and all the juiciness of a medium rare steak. I get it. But if that's your jam, great. I also have a green peppercorn bordelaise sauce that would be delicious on top of that. And if you like it, I like it. That's
disagree. Disagree. Grow up, Peter Pan, Count Chocula. Have a steak the way it's meant to be, which is so medium rare.
So Drake, right? So Drake played at the Chase Center in San Francisco, and he came in for an after party. He had the restaurant until 3 o'clock in the morning, and he ordered well done filet. Drake likes steaks well done. Whatever. I don't really, honestly, if somebody says that they like it, so this is another thing. If you're cooking for a dinner party, serve your meat medium. Don't serve it medium rare.
I agree with that.
Yeah, because if you like it medium rare, you don't mind it medium. But if you like it medium, you don't like it medium rare. And so I think there's a little bit, especially if you cook steak medium, there's a few end pieces that are going to be more well done anyway. And here's the deal. If you like it medium or well, or even well done, go for ribeye, because it's got like a nice sort of fat marbling that kind of runs through it. And you're still going to get that juiciness from the fat. I think it's great. Filet mignon is not great. Well done. It just gets it's a little lean. So it's a little dry. But I have no beef with that whatsoever. I have no beef with well done beef.
Yeah.
Pun intended. Next one, pineapple pizza topping or just fruit?
I like pineapple pizza, man.
You do?
Yep.
Wow. I know. I hosted a pizza cooking show, and that was a blasphemy.
Really? Okay, great. So pineapple pizza, right? So a little bit of tomato sauce, good crust, right? Because like even your pizza show, like it was all about the crust, right?
Mm-hmm.
The crust makes all the difference in the world. Yeah. So well-hydrated pizza crust. It's got to be almost like sticky wet before you start to roll it out, because then you're going to get the big bubbles, right? The bubbles are going to get the nice big crusty burnt edges on the, it's going to leopard, what they call it, nice big crusty spots on the outside. It's going to have like, it's going to be crispy and lacy and puffy and all kinds of good stuff. A little bit of tomato sauce, a little bit of really good ham, Monterey Jack, pineapple chunks or slices, and jalapeno. It's delicious. I have a pineapple pizza coming out in my new cookbook, by the way, that we did we cooked it on a grill. So good. I think it's great. I don't care. It's great. It's delicious.
Sandwiches cut in half, cut in rectangles or into triangles?
You got to cut it into triangles because a rectangle is just so basic. Like have some vision. You know what I mean?
If it's a sandwich that needs dipping to be done, then you do need the triangle.
Because you got to go, you got to go corner in. If it's a grilled cheese sandwich with tomato sauce, you got to go, point in.
All right. I love this question for the Southerner. How to say pecan or pecan? Pecan or pecan?
It's pecan. But listen, I grew up in South Carolina.
Yeah.
You grew up in Tennessee and went to
Mississippi, right?
Yeah. Where'd you
grow up? I love that you think that I grew up in the South. You say this all the time. I grew up in California, but I went to school in Mississippi and then I lived in Tennessee.
God's green earth did you end up at Oxford, Mississippi, going to University of Mississippi in Oxford, Mississippi, California boy?
I'll do this story really quickly. I'm the youngest of five. My father said that the rest of the world is not like Carmel, California. Everyone, this is the rule. Everyone has to leave the state of California for college. So everyone went everywhere. And I went to Ole Miss, saw a football game, went to the Grove, decided that was where I needed to go.
Well, and listen, if you're in Oxford, Mississippi, those are toasted pecans, right?
It is pecans for sure.
Pecans if you're in Mississippi. And I grew up in the South, so that's the reason I can talk like this. Especially if I get on the phone with my parents for an hour, this is exactly what I sound like. Tyler. They put like five I's in the middle of it. Tyler. Hey,
Tyler.
Yep, that's exactly what my people sound like, and I love them to death. And they say pecan. I say pecan because I've been media trained, and so it's definitely it's toasted pecan. It's pecan.
Yeah, I think if you're, you know, if you're west of the Mason-Dixon line, then you can say anything. But you know, if you are in the South, I have heard pecan a whole lot.
Yeah,
this one I do like, and this is one I feel very passionate about. Tortillas, corn or flour, Tyler?
I think it really depends. Like, I don't like flour tortilla tacos. I don't like them. I think they're just kind of weird, right? But you can't make a really good quesadilla out of corn tortillas. So good, you know, like kind of a Midwestern, you know, quesadilla with just like, you know, really good, well-seasoned taco-flavored ground beef and good cheese with sour cream and guac and salsa on top of that. Like something you would get at like Applebee's. I actually love that. If I have to go eat one of those places, that's what I always order. And you can't get a good one of those with a corn tortilla. But I don't like tacos with a flour tortilla. So I think it depends on the application, my friend.
I kind of agree with that. I think that tacos are the best, especially Baja tacos are the best with corn tortillas. But a burrito, it must be a flour tortilla.
Burrito, it's got to be a flour tortilla all day long. Yeah. I totally agree with you. Yeah, because there's not, well, I mean, I guess you can make a tortilla that big, but it doesn't, because it gets a little crumbly.
Yeah.
Where a flour tortilla can hold up to a little bit of moisture and have some, it's a little elastic, right? Mm-hmm. So it's got to be
elasticity.
That's the word I was looking for. That was it. Very much. But, and you can just like, and you can just stuff it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see wings here, flats or drums. I know the answer for both of us. It's flats for sure. And the last one for the never ending food debate of 2024. This is a big one. And I will wonder how you're going to answer this.
Drum roll, please.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
It's a sandwich.
Thank you.
A hot dog is a sandwich. Hot dog is a sandwich. A hamburger is a sandwich. It's a sandwich. If you put meat between two pieces of bread, it's a sandwich. A lobster roll is a sandwich.
Agreed.
That's a sandwich.
100%.
100%.
Oh, that makes you feel better. All right.
Doesn't you feel better now?
Yeah.
Just got it off your chest. Because these are the hot topics that everybody's talking about.
So I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's like a artist that does celebrities on sandwiches. Like that's their whole thing. And it's a picture of the celebrity drawn on a sandwich. And so my wife has, it's their favorite sandwich. And my wife has hers, and it's, I think hers is a BLT. And I, just being the disruptor that I am, I said, hot dog. And the guy wrote back and he was like, that's not a sandwich. And I said, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, 100%. Don't be silly. But then what is it? If it's not a sandwich, what is it? A whole separate category?
Well, okay. I have a whole theory and we'll do this another day. But I have a theory about food and that there are only three things. Okay. There are sandwiches.
Yep.
There are salads and there are soups and that's it.
Huh?
Okay. So just hear me out. I'll do this really, really quickly.
I think there's three categories, but there's obviously other food.
No, there's not. And I can do it for you.
Okay. So pasta's a soup?
Pasta's a salad.
Pasta's a salad.
Yes. But like cereal is a soup.
I could call cereal a soup. Cereal could be a soup.
A pastry is a sandwich.
Pastry is okay. Huh? But a sandwich is like something smashed in the middle of two obviously.
Now it doesn't have to be. A pizza is a sandwich. It's an open faced sandwich.
Pizza is a sandwich. Oh my God. Can we, okay. We, this has got to be a whole separate.
Yeah. We will do this. The next episode, we will do this.
Yeah. And I want you to tee this up and then I'm going to break them down one at a time.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay. I like it. Well, this is a lot of fun, Tyler. If we didn't answer any of these, any that you wanted us to answer, we'll do another debate later on in the year. Please DM us. If you see a trend on the web that we need to know about, please send it in as well. And I'm excited for Thursday. We're joined by Carly Bodrug, who is all about getting rid of your food waste and making the world a better place.
That's such a big deal. Yeah. I can't wait for that conversation. It's so important.
It's an episode you guys are not going to want to miss. Tyler, always a pleasure. We'll see you guys next time on Two Dudes in a Kitchen.
See you guys.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Two Dudes in a Kitchen. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars.
We'll take that. And we'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.
something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.